This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Damodar Bhandari says government doing everything possible to promote cottage and small industries. Two people missing after being swept away by floods. And police officers injured and building set on fire in Sunderland unrest. Now the news in detail. Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supply Damodar Bhandari has said that the government is doing everything possible to promote cottage and small industries, saying that export items are abundant in small and medium industries. In a discussion with the officials of the Federation of Nepal Cottage and Small Industries today, Minister Bhandari said that if there is continuous coordination and cooperation between the Ministry of Industry and the officials of the Federation, it will help in industrial development of the country. President of the Federation of Nepal Cottage and Small Industries, Umesh Prasad Singh, said that it is necessary to formulate an industrial policy in which the scope and responsibilities of local, state and central government are mentioned under the federal structure. He also pointed out the need for timely amendments of this Industrial Business Act based on the experiences he had during the operation of three levels of government in the past. Two people have gone missing when an auto rickshaw going to Khadarai from Tulsipur was washed away by the Becheni River at Tulsipur Municipality 4. Police Inspector Prakash Thapa of the Area Police Office Tulsipur shared that among the missing are 55-year-old local Sita Ali and 16-year-old Manju Kharka from Surkhet and their search is underway. Similarly, a person who went missing in a landslide that occurred at Darche Rural Municipality 5 of Northern Korkha was found dead after a week. According to Information Officer of the District Police Office Ramesh Kumar Shrestha, the body of Ramesh Pariyar, aged 24, of Arughat Rural Municipality 6 was found today. The tractor driver had gone missing since the landslide occurred on July 28. His body was found 2 kilometers away from the incident site. Earlier, the bodies of five others who had gone missing together in the landslide were recovered. An international hot air balloon festival is going to be held in Pokhara. Balloon Nepal Private Limited is hosting the festival in and around the source of Fewa Lake to further promote Pokhara at the international level. According to the chairperson of Balloon Private Limited, Bikram Bade, the festival will be held from the coming December 29 to January 2nd, marking New Year 2025. About 20 to 25 balloons will be brought from different countries around the world during the festival, which is estimated to cost ₹6.5 million. The festival is being held with the support and collaboration of the Nepal Tourism Board, Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Gandaki Province Government, Pokhara Metropolitan City and Civil Aviation Authority and Pokhara Tourism Council, among others. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has said the two major parties in the Parliament, Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, formed the present government for the sake of political stability. During a program organized by the Nepali Congress Constituency No. 1 of Kathmandu, Deputy Prime Minister Singh argued that big political parties had to stand together for political stability and socio-economic development. Minister Singh reiterated that government is fully engaged in the activities for the socio-economic development. Minister Singh also urged the party cadres to be involved in activities that ease people's lives and service delivery so that it will help make the government successful. On the occasion, Minister for Internal Affairs and Law in Bagmati Province, Suraj Chandrala Mitani, expressed belief that present government of big political parties would work in a way that shows positive results. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Police officers faced serious and sustained levels of violence after disorder broke out in Sunderland on Friday's night. According to BBC, Northumbria Police said that three of its officers were injured during the unrest and needed hospital treatment. Eight people have been arrested after a police premises was ransacked and an adjacent building was set alight. Beer cans and bricks were thrown at riot police outside a mosque, and at least one car was set on fire during the disorder. It is the latest episode of unrest to break out in towns and cities across England following the killing of three young girls in Southport on Monday. Several people have been killed and more wounded in an attack on a popular beach in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. According to Al Jazeera, Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda-linked armed group claimed responsibility for attack on Lido Beach late on Friday via an affiliated radio station. Security forces rushed to the scene, and the Somali National News Agency reported saying that at least five attackers were shot dead while a sixth blew himself up on the spot. The explosive went off while residents were on the beach. Lido Beach, a popular area in Mogadishu, is bustling on Friday nights as Somalis enjoy their weekend. The area has in the past been targeted by Al-Shabaab fighters. The U.S. is sending a carrier strike group, a fighter squadron, and additional warships to the Middle East as the region braces for an Iranian retaliation to the killing of a senior Hamas leader in Tehran earlier this week. According to CNN, it is perhaps the largest movement of U.S. forces to the region since the early days of Gaza War. The Pentagon sent two carrier strike groups towards the Middle East in a very public warning to regional militant groups not to expand the fighting. According to a statement from Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh on Friday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the USS Abraham Lincoln Strike Group to replace the USS Theodore Roosevelt Strike Group, which is currently operating in the Gulf of Oman. In addition, destroyers and cruisers capable of ballistic missile defense will also be sent to the Middle East and the Mediterranean Sea. Now the general weather forecast for the country. According to the meteorological forecasting division, the weather will be partly to mostly cloudy in the country this afternoon, with a possibility of light to moderate rain at some places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, and also a few places in Madhes and Karnali provinces. There is also the possibility of heavy rain in some places of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province this afternoon. Later tonight, the weather will be partly to mostly cloudy across the country with chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and a few places in rest of the provinces. The influence of monsoon winds is still active throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supply Damodar Bhandari says government doing everything possible to promote cottage and small industries. Two people missing after being swept away by floods. And police officers injured and building set on fire in Sunderland unrest. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.